the Algoma University Students Union, AUSU, and the Shinguok Anishinaabe Students Association, SASA, are excited to host another spooktacular community Halloween trick-or-treat event. The event will be held outdoors at Algoma University in a drive-through format on Saturday, October 30, starting at the Queen Street entrance at 1 p.m. Attendees are encouraged to bring donations for the AUSU food pantry. There will also be a drop box available for the local Coats for Kids campaign. Youth and their families can go through campus, stop at 5 different stations and collect bags of candy. Dressing up in costumes is encouraged, of course, said Marissa DeToro, Equity Center Program Coordinator of AUSU. All of the volunteers will also be dressed up in different themes as well. It should be a really light, fun atmosphere. In addition to supporting our food bank on campus, this will be a social, fun event that will also help support our community work, she said. Last year, the AUSU board conducted a trial of the drive-through format of the trick-or-treat event. It worked, so we decided to get back on board with the event and do a drive-through this year just to make sure everyone stays safe, said Rachel Johnson, campus life coordinator at Algoma University. Before COVID, the trick-or-treat event was held indoors and community members would come to campus and go through different areas of campus including the main building, the speakeasy, the George Leach Center and the science building. They had the opportunity to explore campus a little bit, Johnson said. We typically had between 3,000 to 5,000 people on campus that evening, so it wouldn't have been a COVID-friendly event. We're excited to be back doing this. It's lots of fun to see the kids come to campus and they're all so cute in their little costumes. We're happy to have that community vibe back on campus, she said. A community bus will also be running, free of charge. The bus will run through the stations and stop by the station mall for their Halloween event that will be held on the same day. We want to thank the community for taking part in this. We're always happy to see such an outpouring of support and giving so much to our food pantry, DeToro said. Sioux Search and Rescue Haunted Maze October 27-31. Sioux Search and Rescue is back with their Haunted Maze for 2021. All COVID-19 protocols will be in place and masks will be required indoors. Hand sanitizer will be available. Entry is by cash donation to Sioux Search and Rescue. The schedule is as follows, October 27, 29, 5, 7 p.m. Sensory friendly, 7 to 11 p.m. Lights out October 30, 4 to 6 p.m. Sensory friendly, 6 to 11 p.m. Lights out October 31, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lights out Halloween party for kids October 30 Station Mall's Halloween party for kids is happening this Saturday October 30 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the space beside Eddie Bauer. Spider-Man and Elsa will be there, along with other character favorites. Take part in superhero or princess training, making balloon swords, a pumpkin photo booth, a costume contest, and a meet and greet with characters. You can also view the insects at the display set up by Entomica Insectarium. Treat bags will be given at the end of the event, and the grand prize of a candy gift basket is promised to the winner of the costume contest. The event is free of charge. Halloween Pride Event. The club October 29th. The club Community Wellness Center is hosting a Halloween Pride Party and fundraiser on Friday, October 29th at the Marconi on 450 Albert Street W. Enjoy DJ and drag performances, shop from various local vendors, eat and drink from the Marconi canteen and bar, and more. There will also be a community craft, photo booth, games, and balloon animals. Feel free to dress up in a costume. Doors open at 7 p.m. with the drag show starting at 8 p.m. Cost for the event is $20 each and tickets can be purchased online. Admission is free for children aged 12 and under. Masks and proof of vaccination for those 12 and up are mandatory for this event. Halloween on Queen October 30th. The Downtown Association of Sault Ste. Marie is bringing back their Halloween on Queen event this Saturday October 30th from 2 until 4 p.m. Businesses downtown will be giving out candy for trick-or-treaters and a pet costume contest will be held at Queenstown Commons beside Sioux Blasters. Have an event coming up? Add it to our community calendar here. Did we miss something? Email us at news@sioutoday.com.